Obviously, voting, a huge story right now. So is the United States Postal Service. I mean, we've got lawsuits. You know, they did say all changes made to the Postal Service would be suspended until after the election. Well, they have warned states that mail-in ballots may be delivered late, even if they are mailed by state deadlines. Okay, it's just a lot, and we hear the headlines every day. It's a lot. Let's try to figure this out together. What should you be doing right now to protect your vote come this November? Richard C. Bell, Esquire, is a voting rights expert and attorney. His new book, extremely timely, Voting, the Ultimate Act of Resistance. He's on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Richard, it is good to have you back on the show. Thanks for taking time.
Oh, thanks for having me back. My pleasure.
Well, let's start with, we heard off the top the president calling it a catastrophe, potential catastrophe. What do you make of that and when he said that?
Oh, well, I think plainly he is trying to create a crisis of confidence in the election system in case he loses, because there's no facts backing that up at all. None.
Okay. So moving on then, just explain, you know, why is this an issue? Why are we talking about this so much? And I think it is for people at home, and they're just reading headlines and they're reading bits and pieces of a story that completely changes every single day, whether it's the Postal Service or voting. Can you just help people get a handle of what exactly we need to know right now and what is going on?
Oh, absolutely. So mostly because of the pandemic, approximately 76% of the country is going to be eligible to vote by mail. And many are going to take advantage of that because obviously they don't want to show up at polling places based on the situation we're in right now, although polling places will be open. So we have a new situation now. The law is in flux in a lot of states in terms of voting by mail. And then this crisis gets created when the president talks about these myths about voter fraud that don't exist on mail-in ballots, because they do studies. In 20 years, it's 250 million mail-in ballots and 143 cases of fraud, which would basically be one per state every 7 years. So that's a non-issue. But what does the voter need to know? That's what I think is key. Would you agree?
I would agree. Yeah. What do people know? I know there are deadlines for mail-in voters, and is like, what are those deadlines? What should people be aware of?
Okay. So, for instance, in Minnesota, while you are allowed to register in person up to the same day, you never want to do that, because the whole game plan for a voter right now is early, and have a plan. So while you have online registration, and then believe in Minnesota, that's up to October 13th. You want to have a plan now. So the first thing you want to do is go to this great nonpartisan website, vote.org, and it gives you every state's deadlines, rules, how to register, how to make sure you get your ballot if you're going to do it by mail. So that's number one, and do it now. We're 74 days out. Don't wait. So make your plan. You decide to vote by mail. There are deadlines to apply for the application, because in Minnesota, for instance, unlike many other states, you do have to apply for the ballot. And when you get it, there's multiple ways to send it back. With the whole postal situation, and hopefully by the time we get to November, it won't be the problem that it is today, because Congress and the states hopefully taken care of it. But if not, and you don't trust it, number one, there are going to be opportunities, especially in Minnesota, where you can drop it off at certain locations or boards of elections. You have to obviously go online to see where, but you can absolutely do that, as well as if you are going to mail it, just do it very, very early.
Yeah, don't wait. Mail-in voting. What about absentee ballots too, Richard?
Sure. So here's the thing. This is the president is mixed up also. Mail-in ballots, absentee ballots, it is the same thing. It makes no difference. Well, the only distinction is in six states you need an excuse to vote, but that doesn't apply in Minnesota and 44 other states.
Okay. So it's essentially the same thing. I was curious on that because, absentee ballot, I did that once in college because I was away for college, but I was still, my primary home was at home, and I didn't know if there was a difference there.
No, there isn't. But what happens is the president uses this term universal voting. Universal voting means there are five states where you can only vote by mail. Five states, only by mail. Washington, Oregon, Hawaii, Utah, Colorado. And you know what? It works magnificently in those states. They've done it for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. He's Richard C. Bell, Esquire. He's a voting rights expert and an attorney. And Richard, your book, Voting, the Ultimate Act of Resistance. Boy, I don't think he could have timed this one even better to release the book in August 2020.
Yes, and it just came out last Friday on Amazon, so the timing did work out great here.
What's the book on? Is it on some of the things we talked about, or is it more specifically on something else that we didn't hit up?
Sure. The book actually is my journey. I do voting rights work pro bono. I've done it for almost two decades. And the book is about my experiences in fighting voter suppression, both at the polls and in the courtroom for individual voters in various states throughout the nation, and what voter suppression really looks like from the ground, which doesn't really get publicized because there's a lot of technicalities out there, but it suppresses people's right to vote. And I talk about those experiences. I talk about how we can change it. I talk about where we are.
Yeah. If you want to learn more, Richard C. Bell, Esquire, that's ESQ.com. Richard, thanks for the time. Good to catch up.
My pleasure. Important topic. Thank you for covering it.